Today's episode, The Mining Camp of Monoville. In an earlier episode of Tales Along El Camino Sierra, we heard about the brief history of Dogtown, the Eastern Sierra's first true mining camp. Dogtown was located about 7 miles south of Bridgeport, and gold was first discovered there around the early 1850s. In 1859, an Independence Day party was held in Dogtown, and whiskey flowed freely. A young, inebriated man named Chris wandered off from Dogtown and passed out in a ravine several miles away. When Chris awoke, he couldn't believe his luck. In his hand, he held a small bit of dirt, and in that dirt were many flecks of pure gold. Chris filled his pockets with the promising earth and headed back to Dogtown to show the others of his find, and the site immediately became the new placer camp and was dubbed Monoville because it overlooked Mono Lake. Overnight, Dogtown was deserted as the miners, merchants, and prospectors headed to the new find at Monoville. Within a few months, Monoville boasted more than 36 wooden frame houses, hotels, a post office, and as many as 2,000 people. Some considered the likelihood of a huge gold deposit at Monoville so great, they diverted Virginia Creek, which naturally flows north into the Bridgeport Valley, over the dividing ridge and south into Monoville to use the high-pressured water to wash away the hillsides in their search for the precious metal. Investors sunk $25,000 into the 14-mile-long system. The amount of gold hoped to be found at Monoville didn't pan out. In just over a year, miners at Monoville were packing up to head off to the new finds reported at nearby Aurora. By 1862, the post office had closed, and in short time, all of Monoville's businesses had shuttered their doors. Today, it's possible to still see some of the evidence of the short-lived camp. Park at the sweeping left curve on Highway 395, about halfway up the grade to Conway Summit. Get out of your car and walk the old faint road that heads off to the east and inspect the building rubble, the remains of old water ditches, and the deep scars of hydraulic mining. All poignant reminders of the dreams unfulfilled of the many fortune seekers that have staked their claim here along El Camino Sierra.